Well, what type of herbs do you use here?
Well, this one here, they call it, in our language, they call it intabini. And you just boil it up, you boil it up and you just go like this. And you don't keep them in plastic bag or anything like that. You got to keep them in a sack or a paper bag. Because if you put them in plastic bag, they'll sweat. And it'll melt.
Okay. Do you have what this translates to in English?
It's stinkweed.
Ah.
Yeah, stinkweed, okay. Yeah.
And what would you use stinkweed
for? Oh, you use it for everything. If you got arthritis, you just boil that thing, just boil it up, and you would get a rack, and you just put it over your leg like that, or wherever your shoulder, or put it in there, and that'll work for you. But you got to really believe in it, otherwise it ain't going to. I use it all the time, every time I get so bad, I get in my hip in here.
Okay, now you mentioned that stinkweed you use for the arthritis. Can it be used for other things, like if you have you pull the muscle or something?
Yeah, you could use it for anything, like cramp and stuff like that. You get cramp, and stuff like that. And like you say, you pull your muscle or something like that, it'll put it back in place, but you got to put it on real tight cloth. Them days, we used to have good cloth. We used to get good wool them days. And that stuff just soaks right in there, And they just wrap it up in there like that.
Okay, now, what about using the stinkweed as a tea?
Well, I don't know about that. I never tried that. But they got regular stuff. I got some out here that we use it for tea. Some of them, they're long. And you dry them too, just like this one. You dry them, then whenever you want them, you got them. Of that stinkweed,
yes,
that they use that too for their eye.
Okay, if you make
you just boil it up, and then you put that piece of rack and you put it in your eye. Cause Mom had bum eye all the time. She had one side bum eye, so she used that all the time.